we were free flowing through a weekend, weren't
it's
we?
It's the weekend
with you. By the way, friendly little heads up, our Hank FM hometown handshake tour is coming here in a couple of weeks. We're going to kick this off. It'll be a week from Friday, part two.
Yeah.
Of the second leg, if you will, of the Summer of Jorts.
Yes, your jorts.
We'll continue with the Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. So get the details on that very soon here at Hank FM. And I was pretty impressed by the early preview that we were emailed. Very excited about that. By the way, not much to be excited about when it came to the
Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, they never are good in the preseason. They never have been. If they ever were the Cowboys, you were immediately just suspect of the whole thing. 31-13, Cowboys get trounced at home by Baltimore and the Ravens. And but Shaq's still going strong.
We're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
That's what he and you were saying.
Yeah.
Here
I mean,
Hank FM.
Shaq knows.
By the way, Tracy the Barrel Racer says she did message you as well and then screenshot it and provided
She likes proof, and I do appreciate that. With all the different things.
There were distractions.
And I have to keep up what's going on with the Dallas Star, the press pool.
Yeah, you and your little fedora with the press thing just sticking out of it.
I'm wearing my Dallas Cowboys colors. You see, solidarity.
Had some fun times there. Of course, Jason Aldean kicked the things off a little early concert-wise, but we had the Bellamy Brothers over in Arlington. You had Randy Rogers, Pat Green at Billy Bob's.
Yes.
On the same night. That was crazy. And then Gretchen Wilson tore it up Saturday night. Sawyer Brown kicked it off. It's always so blazingly hot for the North Texas Fair and Rodeo, but man, they do such a great job up there. That is really cool if you're ever up in Big Sky Country, Denton Way. So that's going on this week as, boy, the college kids are now back as well. If you could see in your congregations yesterday. They have a return. It was dorm move-ins for a lot of people out there.
And yeah, sorority rush. That was a huge thing.
Back to school continues.
That's right.
Certainly in the Heather Lee house.
Heather Lee.
So, you know, my daughter needed an organizer for one of her classes. So, of course, this means we had to go to TJ Maxx, which led to buying the organizer, margarita glasses, new shoes, some sunscreen, maybe some potential Christmas gifts. And then, you know, there's the whole laundry thing, which I've been really having a moral dilemma with. Because once you put away the suitcases, you're officially off of vacation. There's no more.
It's over.
The spirit of aloha is gone. So that was
aloha.
Kind of sad. But then, you know, speaking of random noises, I wake up yesterday at 4:30 and there's something chirping. Because, you know, I can't go back to sleep knowing that there's something out there.
Yeah.
So I nail it down to the pantry, and I go in. And if you know any woman over the age of 30, she's got a whole bunch of plastic bags inside another plastic bag, which is inside a decorative box. And I think he's down there.
Yeah.
So I put them all outside. And then guess what? Oh, no. He's still chirping. So I go back in.
Yeah.
And, he is inside a teeny tiny Lego box. So I put that outside on the veranda as well. And someone later questioned why the Lego box is outside. And I said, well, there's a cricket in there. Person thought I was hallucinating.
Well.
So guess what they did?
What?
They picked up the Lego box and that cricket popped right into their face.
Hello.
Boom.
There you go.
See, I am six kinds of crazy, but when it comes to crickets, no way. There. What about you?
You could have just adopted them. Well, I found many a cricket sack. I had to find one thing in the garage, so it took me all weekend long.
Oh, no.
I never found it. Oh. I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist on this planet anymore. And, I have to now reconfigure my garage for next weekend.
Yeah. Oh, you went down the rabbit hole.
But big thanks to at last count, I know at least over 700 pets were adopted at the big old. This took place there at Will Rogers, Eamon G. Carter Exhibits Hall, the mega adoption event. Like 24 plus animal shelters around the area. So at least, and that's, I don't know, just an informal count on 700 plus, that's an awesome number, too, for all the new forever homes for the furries out there, including the girlfriend. We have, she has acquired, I have not met the little girl yet.
Well, but, you said we, That means it's your dog, too.
You guys have a baby. I was called just to get my thoughts on the thing. And I'm like, you've called the wrong number if you want somebody to deter you from adopting a pet of any kind.
Yeah, just so we're clear, if you ever go to look at
a dog, you're getting a dog.
What flavor?
I don't know, but evidently we both shed. So I'm gonna meet the little girl later on today. Very excited about this. Yeah, the girlfriend got a new dog. Yeah.
It's so sweet. She's so in love.
Girlfriend doesn't have a fear of commitment, but
in the middle of another can't miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.